Blog Talk Radio.
This is a day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Top of the morning to you, to you, to you, and to you too. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Welcome, 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 welcome to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership. Amen. As we are rejoicing in another day that the Lord has made and has given unto us to be blessed and to be a blessing. I am Dr. Alfreda. I'm back. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, that devil just won't. He just not believing that I ain't going nowhere. He just said, don't believe that I ain't going nowhere. I ain't going nowhere before my time. I ain't going nowhere. I'm lying. I'm going somewhere. Getting closer to God. I'm getting closer to God. I'm going somewhere. I'm going from head to there, getting closer to the Lord, filling in the gap. Amen. That's where I'm going. By God's grace and God's mercy. Amen. And God's grace and mercy is always available. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to welcome all of you, especially our first timers. Amen. Welcome, 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 welcome to our platform. Amen. Our fellowship services. Amen. Where we meet 7 days a week. Amen. To declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and all of the honor. So if this is your first time, please do not let it be your last time. Amen. Please come back, come back, come back, and keep on coming back. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. We pray that everyone is feeling good. Amen. Your faith. Amen. Your health. Amen. Your wealth. Amen. We pray that all is well with you. Amen. In Jesus' name. And to God be praise, glory, and all the honor. Amen and amen. Want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 10. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. If you want to read a couple of verses in your hearing, just going to read about 3 or 4 verses. Amen. Starting in verse 32, Hebrews chapter 10, amen, 32. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict, full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times, you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property because you knew that you yourselves have better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. My God, that is the word of God. Amen. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Amen and amen. Beloved, amen. Hallelujah. I want to begin this morning, amen, by asking a question. Amen. Glory be to God. What should you do when you're feeling discouraged? We prayed about this morning, amen, on our 5 a.m. platform with Facebook. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray for the spirit of encouragement. Amen. Because we see the spirit of discouragement that is rapidly moving in the world. I mean, like in the world, literally, but especially, I'm surprised, but I'm not surprised that even in the fivefold ministry, that this spirit of discouragement has taken over. I have never in the last few months received reports that so many pastors have quit. They just ain't pastoring no more. One pastor last Sunday, he told the people 2 weeks in advance. He said, we're going to have a meeting. We're going to have a meeting. And he had the meeting and gave it up. I didn't even care who took it. I think he said he gave it to the usher. In other words, he was saying, I'm out. y'all do what y'all need to do. All right, y'all do what y'all need to do. If you're going to another church, if you want to put the usher up, put the deacon up, put the bus driver up, I'm out. Beloved, now God does, amen, sometimes he eases people out, but he don't move like that. God don't move like that. That's a spirit of discouragement. See? And they want to talk about the pastor and talk about it. He's not the only one. No. This ain't no time to be talking about him. It's time to be praying for him. See? It's time to be praying that spirit of discouragement. See, because beloved, when you have made up your mind that you're going to serve God, when you have made up your mind that you're going to live for him, you're going to die for him, you're going to be a warrior for him, you're going to do what God requires, amen, you're going to, you know, fight the good fight of faith, you're going to declare war on the enemy, all that other stuff, you know, you're big and you're bad in Christ Jesus. You're big and you're bad in Christ. And then we're on the forefront. We declare war. So we're out there with our weapons of warfare. Okay? Let me tell you something now about those on the front line. And this is a reason. This is one of the reasons why so many people squirt and duck and dodge. And sometimes even leave those who are on the front line. You go out there and you got some folks with you, and you turn around, you find out that ain't nobody standing with you. Because those on the front line get hit the hardest. They take the first bullet. You know what I mean? They get the first cut. Sometimes they even die. On the front line, they get wounded. See, if you were in the back, fighting, okay, you got a little chance. You got a little chance because when the bullet goes out, it got to hit the people on the front line first. See, and so we forget that when we talk about the fivefold ministry. I'm talking about everybody, but I just want to take a minute on the fivefold ministry because there's a lot of people quitting. Those of us in the front line get hit the worst. We get beat up the worst. We get wounded in battle. See? Now, the good news is those in the forefront receive the majority of the Satan's plunder. So the rewards are greater if you got enough faith to hold on long enough to get there. And this is why a lot of people don't like leadership. A lot of people don't understand leadership. Beloved, pray for the leaders. Pray especially in this hour, because the enemy is trying to wear out the saints. He's trying to wear us out. Let me show you this scripture here. Let me see. Let me see if I can find it right quick for you to write this down in your notes. Hallelujah. Glory. In the book of Daniel, there's 7, verse number 25. And it reads like this in the NIV. He will speak against the Most High and oppress his holy people and try to change the set times and the laws. The holy people will be delivered into his hands for a time, times and a half. Okay, that's not the one I want. Wait a minute. Okay, here it is. Okay, here it is. He shall persecute the saints of the Most High and shall intend to change times and laws. In one translation, hey, this is the translation, the King James, he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. That's Satan's MO. Not to get us tired where we want to, you know, take a day off or take a week off or go on vacation. Satan's MO is to wear out the saints. I quit. Y'all got it. Y'all got the church. Y'all got the ministry. All right, y'all got the prayer line, y'all, whatever y'all got, it's all available. Don't call me, I'll call you. See ya, I see ya when I see ya. I'm out, beloved. And I'm not laughing because it's really serious. It's really serious, and we see it happening, especially in the fivefold ministry, because if he can take down the saints first, then that opens the door for the devil to come in, because we're the ones that's guarding the door. We're the ones at the gates. If he can scatter us, see, his mission can be accomplished. See, already has the unbelievers, some of them. But the bad news is he has some believers too. See, because we get weary, beloved. The flesh is weak. The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. And this is why we have to keep that flesh under. We have to keep that flesh under with the word. We have to keep that flesh under in prayer. We have to keep that flesh under in fasting. We're not going to wait the next January to fast. We fast every Wednesday in this ministry, every Wednesday till 12 o'clock noon. If I announce it or not, you know that the fast is on. Why? Because, beloved, amen, we got to work this thing. We got to be determined. Amen. We got to be determined. Look, if I fall down, I'm getting up. If I'm discouraged today, amen, I'm going to be encouraged. I'm going to be encouraged. You got to be like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Arnold says, I'm back. And the devil say, oh no, I thought I got you. No, you ain't got nothing. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, what should you do when you're feeling discouraged or dangerously close to doubting God's integrity? And when you start thinking that he just might not come through for you, What if God don't come through? I really need God to come through on this one, because what I'm going to do if he don't come through? See, and the devil going to always put them doubts in your mind, beloved, because, see, them doubts is taking away your faith. It's stabbing at your faith. See, and if you don't have faith, you don't have nothing to work with, because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So this is why Satan comes up with illusions and pictures and pity parties and it, look, whatever I could get. That didn't work. Boys, give me that. Give me that. Give me the kitchen sink. All right. Give me the dining room rug. Give me the kitchen pot. Give me something. Just keep hitting them until something works. Beloved, Hebrews chapter 10:32 tells us this. It tells us that we are to do when we find ourselves in this situation. It tells us, this is how it reads. It says, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated. This verse was written to believers who were so discouraged that they was tempted to give up and throw away their strong position of faith, such as we see happening today on a grand scale. On a grand scale. Oh, beloved, if we don't pray, when and if the churches open back up at full capacity, beloved, amen, glory be to God, if we don't pray, if we don't pray, amen, look, that's all I want to say. If we don't pray, glory be to God. They have been waiting for a long time to see God's promises come to pass, and they have begun to feel like their answer would never come. I mean, sometimes God takes his time. Most of the time God takes his time. We know God. We know he's the slowest man that's always on time. Sometimes, you know, sometimes God will come through in a minute, in a moment. But right now, present help. Glory be to God, huh? But there's some other times. You say, well, God, did you hear me? God, did you hear me? Glory be to God. But just, beloved, when they were about to give up, they read this verse that reminded them of when they were first illuminated. I encourage you to do the same. I encourage you to do the same, beloved. So let me tell you something. There will be moments. Now, I'm talking to you diehards. I'm talking to everyone, but especially to you diehards. The one of you, I mean, you just say, look, forget about it. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it in a minute. See, you become a threat in Satan's kingdom. See, when you was playing church, all right, lukewarm, you know, it wasn't no big thing. Satan knew all he knew what to do to get you. You know what I mean? He knew what time to call. He knew what tone of voice to use. He knew how to get you. It wasn't no problem because you never really left. See, he still had a hold on you. But when that rascal there see that he done really lost you, oh, you become a threat in his kingdom. He said, oh, no. Oh, really? Oh, really? Huh? Oh, so you just going to leave me just like that? All the nights we done had together, that sweet love affair, all that French kissing and stuff. Come on. All that dancing and boogieing. And, come on now. You and you gonna get new on me? See? Glory be to God. So beloved, amen, hallelujah. So the challenges will come. Satan will try his best. See, he'll try to throw a little Mickey in here and there. See, but you have to remember. It says here, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight afflictions. Oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. That word illuminated, beloved, means to lighten up, to shine, to illuminate, to make visible, or to radiate. It gives the impression of a brilliant flash of light that leaves a permanent and lasting impression. We get the word photography from this word, which calls to mind the blinding flash of a camera. This word is used here in order to help us and all those who are struggling. The struggling believers. Come on now. Anybody know anything about struggle? Babe, if you're going to tell me you're a Christian and you don't know nothing about struggle, I'm going to question your salvation. We got to go back and let's make sure you really saved. Something ain't right. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. but the Lord delivered them out of them all. Glory be to God. So, beloved, this word is used in order to help those struggling believers put their present hardships on pause. You can put your hardships on pause, beloved, for a few minutes so you can remember what you experienced when you first heard the word of God and you were illuminated. Can you remember? Come on, let's go back. Let's pause for 1 second. Travel back with me to when you first got saved. Oh, when you first met Jesus. When you first had that encounter. Come on now. When you first had that introduction. When you first believed, when you first received, when you first was converted. Come on, can somebody relate with me? The joy in the Holy Ghost, the peace in the Holy Ghost, huh? Can you remember when you was first illuminated? Now, baby, if you travel back to that time, you can overcome anything. Hey, my God, you can overcome anything. He said, just give me a minute. Go in the bathroom. Go in the restroom. Oh, glory be to God. And travel back. Glory be to God. Travel back to when you was first illuminated. Beloved, maybe you can remember a time in your own life when it was as if somebody suddenly flipped the light switch and turned on the light, removing the darkness from your eyes. So you could see things clearly. And that's exactly how when I got saved, beloved, I'm telling you, it was nighttime. But I'm telling you, when the Lord got finished, it was as if it was day. I never forget the moment. I never forget the illumination. Glory be to God. Beloved, hallelujah, when the Spirit of God finally revealed the truth, hallelujah, of his Holy Spirit to me, hallelujah, when I saw it, I understood it, I was illuminated by that truth. The Spirit's brilliant flash of light upon my mind was so strong that it made a permanent and a lasting impression on my life. In fact, beloved, I have never been the same since that encounter. My life has never been the same. Well, I've had some ups, I've had some downs, amen, but my life has never, ever, ever been the same. Beloved, can you think of a time in your life when the Holy Spirit illuminated you regarding some truth? Perhaps he illuminated you regarding healing or something else? Did it feel like your eyes were finally opened and you understood the work of the cross in a new light, in a different light? Or perhaps you were illuminated about the power of giving. After struggling with giving for all those years, it was like someone pulled back the veil that blinded your understanding and boom, you saw it. God had to illuminate my life with giving. I wasn't always a tither. I'll be honest with you. I would just give. I would say I couldn't afford to tithe, not knowing that my unfaithfulness in tithing was causing me to remain in a financial position where I wasn't able to do anything because I wasn't growing financially. And I was not always a tither. And I was stuck at a status quo in life. And I didn't think it would make a difference. I think because I was praying, because I was teaching and preaching and doing all the other things, that God would bless the other things that I was doing and overlook the fact that I was not giving him what belongs to him. And I stayed stuck in a financial rut for years. For years. My credit score was embarrassing. and went through a whole lot of other stuff, beloved. And I never forget, amen, I went out with one of the evangelists, amen, and then she had the word of knowledge, and we were just talking, and then when she got finished, she said was a couple words. She didn't say much. She said, "You're going to be all right, Evangelist Bradford." I said, "Bless the Lord." She said, "Just start paying your tithes." That's all she said. Jeez, ain't nothing else. The whole time we was out, she said, "Just start paying your tithes, beloved." And I want to thank God, amen, that I was illuminated, amen, even through that short meeting, amen, glory be to God, and became a faithful tithe payer, amen, glory be to God, and my life don't look nothing like it used to look, amen, and sure enough, don't look like nothing like it's going to look, amen, glory be to God. But the illumination, see, beloved, and when I was illuminated about giving, and the light of that truth made a permanent and made a lasting impression on my life. Beloved, do you remember the first time the word of God shot through your being like a bolt of lightning? Has it ever happened to you? I think I shared with you guys, amen. I was sitting here at my table, amen, reading the word, meditating the word, and the truth of God's word literally shot through me. I mean, I actually jumped. The word of God actually lifted me off the chair. I came up off that chair at least about a good 2-3 inches. That was a lightning bolt of God's word. And sat me down again. I had to close the book. I couldn't even read no more. I just had to take that scripture, amen, and just meditate on it for a couple of days. Has that ever happened to you, beloved? Oh, the word of God is, hallelujah, powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces into the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, the discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Oh, the word of God is the living word. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Beloved, when you see the truth, amen, and everything is brought into perfect order, amen, how God can take your life that's full of chaos and bring it into perfect order. God can do it. Oh, I've been there. Glory be to God. You don't know which way is up, which way is down. Are you talking about chaos everywhere? And God can take all that and line it up. Oh, my God, Jesus. How about the first time God spoke to your heart about his dream of greatness for your life? Do you remember the joy that you felt? Huh? Do you remember that? I never forget the first time God spoke to me. Hallelujah. Going back. Now we're going back some 40-something years. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to me. I never forget it. It was in living color. And he said, "Who can I send?" Oh, my God. God asked me. I don't know why he asked me who he could send. He know everybody. Why are you asking me? God, I know a handful of people, God. And you know everybody. Now, why are you asking me who you can send? Now, of course, I didn't tell God that. But you know what I answered, what I told the Lord? I said, "Lord, I'll go. Send me." Yes, that's what I told God. I'll go. Send me. Amen. Beloved, so much joy. That was so much joy. Amen. Glory be to God. I still recall. Amen. But you got to take yourself back, beloved. See, in those times of discouragement, in those times when you want to quit, those times when you want to throw in the towel, he said, "Come on, let's travel back." He said, let's travel back. Glory be to God. A call to remembrance the former days, in which after ye were illuminated, you endured a great fight of affliction. What do you think the fight is about? I mean, like, really, what do you think the fight is about? Satan got other things to do, see? But he sees the God in you, the greatness in you, the calling in you, the power in you. Glory be to God. And know that if he don't try to intervene, you're going to get it done. Woo, my God. Beloved, when you get discouraged and are tempted to give up, when times are tough, and your faith isn't finding its fulfillment as quickly as you desire, you must decide to put everything on hold. Now, I hope you write this down. Number one, you're going to put everything on hold. Number two, you're going to tell your mind to be silent. Number three, you're going to command your emotions to be stilled. And number four, you're going to remember when you were first illuminated to the truth of God's word. Simple formula. Simple 1, 2, 3, 4 formula. Amen. Glory be. So simple, beloved, we overlook it. So let me, just, for those of you taking notes, let me run that past one more time. Glory be to God. When you get discouraged and you're tempted to give up, oh, I'll never be tempted to give up. Just keep living. Just keep living. Now, you'll be right by saying, okay, I'll never give up. God helping me. But for you to say, I'll never be tempted to give up is a whole different situation. It's no sin to be tempted. It's no sin to be tempted. It's only when we yield. See, beloved. Because sometimes the flesh just don't feel like it. Look, we are all human. Sometimes, some days, the flesh is going to say, pray. They can't pray for themselves. I got to pray. Well, I got to preach. You mean they really got to get a word every morning? Like, every morning? Like, really? Hold on. That flesh, that flesh gets a little raw. Huh? I can't find nobody else to usher today. And I don't feel like wearing this white. Why can't I usher in red? Y'all know we naughty by nature. Y'all know we naughty by nature. Come on now. Glory be to God. So I didn't say if you get discouraged. You notice I said when you get discouraged. And when you are tempted to give up. I'm just going to do it, then I'm going to come back and ask God to forgive me and get up. I'm just going to just for the, don't try it, baby, because you might not come back. You might not get back. You might not get back. One of a family member, amen, dating this married man, and he used to, take her all around. And on vacations and all around the world, the type of work he did. So he would, take care. And when the ambulance came in, he was butt naked. Matter of fact, they was having sexual intercourse. He caught a heart attack, died laying on her. I said that on Valentine's Day, I had to get that Valentine cookie. I said, you might not make it back. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to repent. Just for Valentine. And then God, and then I'm saying, you might not make it back. That's all I'm going to say on that. Amen. So I said, I don't say if. I said, when you get discouraged, and when you are tempted to give up, when times are tough and your faith is not finding its fulfillment as quickly as you desire, because a lot of times it's just a test. God can do it the moment you ask for it. God could have did it and you didn't have to ask for it. See? But this is how we grow, beloved. We grow and we mature through our testing. See, we grow through hard times. You don't grow through when things are good. Mm-mm. You grow through your struggles, through your trials, through your tears. That's your growing period. That's why the Bible says the light afflictions, which endure but for a moment, gains for us a more eternal weight of glory. All right? So I gave you the four steps. Let me run through that real quick as I wrap up today. Amen. Number one, you must decide to put everything on hold. Number two, tell your mind to be silent. Shut up. Who you talking to? Talking to me. You all right? Yeah, I'm all right. Look, the Bible says the prodigal son was in the pig's pen feeding swine, and he had a conversation with himself. He said to himself, what's up with me? In the pig's pen. My father owned everything. He said, I'm going home. Baby, you better have a conversation with you. Huh? Number three, command your emotions to be still. Peace be still. When I feel the raging, beloved, amen, and my peace trying to be rattled, glory be to God, and confusion, when I go into prayer and I'll pray in my heavenly language, amen, and then I command peace be still. I speak to the raging waters in my life, the winds, and I command it to be still. It works every time. It'll work for me, it'll work for you. Open your mouth and say something. You got power in your mouth, in your words. Death and life are in the power of your mouth. And number four, what did we say? And remember, that's the key word here. We're talking about remembering. Oh, the Holy Spirit will take you right back. Oh, I might forget. You ain't going to forget nothing. No, the Holy Spirit going to make sure you remember just what you need to. You might not remember what you did every day. Say you go back 5 years ago. All right, yeah, 2017. Okay, what did you do? You can't remember what you did all 365 days. But if something that happened in that year, oh, you will never forget. The Holy Spirit will take it back. Every now and then he take me all the way back, 40, 50 years. Hallelujah. We got to remember God is the Alpha and the Omega. Past, he's in the present, and he's in the future. He can take you back, and he can take you forward. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Shut your mouth. Amen. So the fourth one is what? And remember when you were first illuminated to the truth of God's word. And, beloved, this is precisely why our scripture tells us, amen, but call to remembrance the former days in which after ye were illuminated. The words former days, beloved, points us to back to the earlier times. See, when we first met the Lord and we were filled to the overflowing with joy, hope, and faith. But now years have passed, see, and these believers have gone through a lot of struggles. The struggles are real, and weariness has set in. And if you don't fight the struggles, beloved, if you don't fight the good fight of faith with the good attitude, with the right attitude, weariness will set in. It's a fact. Many of their prayers remain unanswered. The devil is telling them that none of the answers they are waiting to see manifested will ever come to pass. And now they're tempted to quit. Because the devil going, he's going to pounce now. Hey, well, you know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You know, God ain't going to answer it anyhow. I don't know what you think. I don't know how you think God's going to give you that. Because you know you don't qualify for that. And you just, you know, come on now. Just stop dreaming. You're just a daydreamer. You know, and talking all this foolishness. Go on and do this and do that. See, come on and do it my way. I'm going to show you how to get it because, you know, God ain't paying you no attention. Because all that sinning you done did and all that, see, he going to be throwing. Oh, the devil going to work you over time. And then we sit here and say, yeah, you right. Yeah, because, you know, I done messed up so many times. Yeah, I'm just a little old worm. I don't qualify. You know what? I just need to go in and act like I know. I just need to go out here and just make something happen. See? And now you're tempted to quit because now in order to make something happen, you got to get carnal. You got to get fleshly. But I just want to ask you one quick question. Amen. If God can do it, if God couldn't do it and didn't do it, what makes you think you're going to do it? That's the part that always confuses me. People get tired of waiting on God. Amen. So they want to help God out. They're going to do something quicker. Glory be to God. Beloved, sometimes when you are discouraged, it's good to hit the rewind button in your mind and drift backwards to the earlier experiences with the Lord when faith was simple and life was uncomplicated. Do you remember how precious those days were? I know I do. I raised both my hands and both my legs if I could. I just raised the one. Do you recall how changed you were by the power of God, beloved? Do you remember the laughter and the joy that you experienced? It's good for you to rehearse these experiences because what happens is when you rehearse them, they stir you up. They encourage you. They summon strength for the battle that you are facing right now. See, when you go back, amen, it's something that gave you joy. Amen, something that gave you laughter. That's why the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. See, come on up out of the dungeon. Come on out of depression. Let's stop thinking about depression. Let's start thinking about laughter. That's why the Bible says laughter is good for to the bones. Glory be to God. Come on, Sister Shannon, say tickle, tickle, tickle. Come on, y'all. Amen. Let's get our thoughts right. Hallelujah. What are we thinking on? Amen. Glory be to God. Well, I can't see nothing in my future. Well, let's go on back to your past. Come on now. Let's remember. Let's remember. Let's go back to the old landmark. Hey, my God. Come on. Let's go on back. Oh, my God. I remember them days in my mother's church where glory be to God. Holy Ghost, my God, my God. You talking about singing and shouting and dancing and rolling and deliverance. Oh, my God. Purging, my God. Bring the trash can. Bring the paper towels. Glory, the demons coming out. Oh, my God. You talking about being set free. Oh, my God. You talking about praising the Lord to the top of your lungs. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. You can't praise them like that in these churches today. Glory be to God. They put you out. Glory be to God. Can you be a little bit quiet? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I tell you, hallelujah. That's the only place I know, amen, that I can praise God like that. The second place is my shower. Amen. Glory be to God. Just let her rip. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, my God. So, beloved, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to read the scripture in the Greek, and then we're going to close. Amen. This is what it reads. Amen. It says, you need to remember and never forget what it was like back in the early days, how your eyes were opened, and you really saw the truth for the first time. Can we give the Lord a praise? Beloved, your divine calling, your God-given dream must be an illumination in your heart that you can call to remembrance over and over and over again. Call to remembrance how God first spoke to you and meditate on the promise that God made to you. And this will help you pass the weariness that's trying to pull you down. Keep your dreams shining brilliantly in your heart and in your mind. A powerful illumination and revelation that lights your way through any darkness the enemy might try to bring against you. Amen, amen, and amen. Father God, in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, thank you, Father, for helping us to never forget those early experiences we had with you after we first got saved. We're so sorry that we allowed the complexities of life to steal our joy. And today, we ask you to help us return to the simplicity of faith we once enjoyed. We admit that we have been discouraged, but today we are deciding to get encouraged. Thank you for helping us to refocus and to remember that your word is unchanging and your promises are true. We thank you, we bless you, we praise you, for we pray these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. To God be praise, to God be glory, and to God be honor. Amen. And we want to thank God for the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That never, ever, ever returns unto him void. Amen. In form of announcements, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Okay. Our 9 o'clock prayer warrior, Elder Valerie Carte, very, very faithful. She's not available tonight. I'm going to be reaching out to somebody. Please say yes. Please say yes. Some of you touching and agreeing. Y'all been with us for a long time. Somebody say, can you do one night? Just one night. She'll be back next Tuesday, Lord's willing. Amen. Please don't duck and dodge me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be reaching out to you now. Amen. Hallelujah. We know we have some faithful ones that's always ready, but come on, let's be fair. Give them a break. Give them a break. Amen. So I'm going to be reaching out to you. And maybe we want to thank everybody for your prayers for me. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I want to say is thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. Got my driver. Matter of fact, I got my driver going to be here in about an hour. Amen. So I'm going to drag my foot over in the bathroom and get some things done. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God my insurance. Amen. My insurance that I have. Amen. Hallelujah. With Medicare. Amen. Provide transportation for me. Amen. To my doctor's appointment and stuff like that. I'm going to work it. Yeah, I'm going to work it. Ain't no sense of me paying Uber. They going to pay Uber. Amen. And so we want to bless God. Amen. Thank you very much for your prayers. Amen. And I am encouraged. I am encouraged. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. All right. Tomorrow is Praise Wednesday, Lord's willing. The Lord's willing. We'll see how the Lord want to take it. Amen. We got some wonderful testimonies that came through on last week. We know it was a few of you that wanted to say something. Amen. So Lord's willing, we'll see what the Lord wants to do and how the Lord wants to do it. Tomorrow night, also Wednesday night, our Bible study is going to be on YouTube. Amen. I'm going to be teaching somebody else's Bible study, but it's at our Bible study time, so we're going to blend it together. Amen. So we'll give everybody the information. Amen. And it's going to be on YouTube tomorrow, Lord's willing. And to God be praise, to God be glory, to God be honor. All right. That's it. That's it. Amen. Be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged. Come on, fight it. Look, if I told y'all everything I done been through the last 2 weeks, y'all be crying for me. Y'all be crying. Y'all be dead. Time to pray. Y'all be crying. I just showed y'all the picture of my leg. Glory be to God. And God is concerned. Amen. Glory be to God. Don't cry. Rejoice. See, when you start going through like that, beloved, it's just the devil in the spirit see your blessings. He see them blessings. He trying to stop them blessings. He wants you to quit for the blessings get to you. Because if you quit, you don't get it. That's why the Bible says, be not weary in well-doing, for ye shall reap if you faint not. So if you faint, you don't get the blessing. It was right next door. I mean, you was the next person. You was the next doorbell. But in between your house and the house in front of you, you quit. You got discouraged because you had a cast on your leg. You got discouraged because you had a headache, toothache, children wasn't acting right. The money didn't show up. Yeah, your hubby, your wife, your children. You got discouraged because the pastor did something you didn't like. You got discouraged. You said, the hell with it. Not mine. The devil said, "Woo, go, 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 girl, go, boy, go, 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 go." The devil cheering you on because he didn't want you to get the blessing in the first place. Because if you got the blessing, it was going to give God too much glory. And somebody's going to get saved on that testimony. He said, "Yeah, you're doing good. That's right. Come on, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take good care of you. Come on back over here to Daddy. Come on back over here to Big Daddy." Huh? And he leave you high and dry. Don't fall for the okey-doke. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Father God, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity in Jesus' name. Father, cancel even mechanical malfunctions. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Father God, we say thank you. We say thank you for the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich, and you add absolutely no sorrow. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. Hallelujah. We nullify. We cancel. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, Father God, by the word, amen, by the blood, and by the spirit, amen, hallelujah. And we cast every situation at the feet of Jesus to decree and to declare, hallelujah, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you. Have a good day. Be encouraged. It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Hallelujah. It's already all right. That's what you got to know. Amen. Love you. Amen. Hallelujah. Meet you at the altar, Lord willing.
No, nobody loves me better. No, nobody makes me feel this way. No, nobody.
You're probably saying to yourself,
love me better.
You know this song.
Makes me happy.
But we're gonna do it.
Makes me feel this.
A little different. We're gonna make the devil mad. Turn it up. Come on. Come on.
Holding me, what was I gonna do? Felt your mercy, now I'm praising my now. At first you put your arms around me. Then your love, grace surrounds me. But I fall into your sweet surrender. With a love so deep I cannot measure.